This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Why it matters that it's both hurricane season now and inflation season. First off, about a year ago, the World Health Organization called for 70% of each and every country to be fully vaccinated against COVID by the middle of this year, which is fast approaching. Yet some of the poorest countries have not cracked 10%, Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
Remember when we used to talk about herd immunity? That's what the 70% goal was all about. But Krishna Udayakumar with Duke's Global Health Innovation Center says we didn't have the right strategy to meet it.
We had massive challenges with supply.
It turns out rich countries buying up most vaccines and poor countries relying on donations wasn't very effective. Udayakumar says those donations arrived too late.
Because the surges have come through, the Omicron variant completely changed the game.
The new variants are less virulent, but more transmissible, and the vaccine isn't great at stopping their spread. Javier Guzman with the Center for Global Development says we should set aside that 70% benchmark and focus on vaccinating the world's most vulnerable populations.
And those are health workers. Those are people with higher risk.
And Guzman says aid money should go into low-income countries' health systems so they'll be better prepared for the next public health crisis. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Susan, you and other market professionals on the inside of your industry aren't secretly convinced they've seen the bottom and things are on the upswing?
Not at all. And in fact, the insiders, as they might be, are scratching their heads. Institutional investors really are trying to figure out what this market is doing. It's not giving anyone clear indications. We have so many moving parts right now, and we're going into the summer months where normally you get less volume, people aren't paying as much attention. That school break attitude applies in the markets as well. I think we're going to continue to see that volatility, and investors should just learn to live with it and expect it for the rest of the summer.
Okay, Susan, thank you. Hurricane Agatha, the strongest storm ever to hit land in the eastern Pacific in May, has caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico that killed at least 11 people and left 20 missing, according to officials in the southern state of Oaxaca. It's now June, start of the official hurricane season here. All this inflation is affecting how communities prepare. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that.
Most industries rely on networking to get things done. Disaster management is no exception. Josh Morton is the emergency management director for Saluda County, South Carolina.
You know, we just could not have all of the resources that you need, you know, whenever a large-scale disaster happens.
Morton relies on neighboring counties and even states for help with staffing and supplies. And those relationships are becoming even more important because...
unfortunately, our budget really isn't tied to the number of storms that we're seeing.
That's partly because it's hard to predict storm trajectory, what communities they'll hit, or whether they'll make landfall at all. Rick Lutick directs the Center for Natural Hazards Resilience at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Historically, we've only provided relief after the fact, and still that is our primary funding source. But the whole idea of earmarking a fraction of relief dollars for preventative measures is very helpful.
A study from the National Institute of Building Sciences says every federal dollar invested in disaster mitigation saves $6. Mitigation includes everything from reinforcing property to raising building standards.
I mean, preparation is key.
Preparation may be harder for families this year who are facing rising prices all around them. Brock Long is a former FEMA administrator.
Inflation does impact evacuation behavior.
He says more people will weigh their safety against the high cost of gas, hotels, and food away from home. And that could put more stress on local governments to provide shelter and meals.
Planning assumptions change when the economy changes.
And when the economy changes, the cost of recovery changes too. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that it's June, you'd think pools and beaches would open, except for the lifeguard shortage. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Milwaukee County in Wisconsin is looking to hire about 200 lifeguards for this summer. So far, Jim Tarantino at the Parks Department says they only have 60.
So what that means is we are just not able to guard the beaches that are on Lake Michigan.
And the county's only going to be able to open 4 of its 11 public pools. Milwaukee has raised pay for lifeguards and made training free.
And it really hasn't made a meaningful difference.
It's a similar situation in Austin, Texas. Aaron Levine at the city's Parks and Rec Department says part of the problem is that for the first year of the pandemic, they couldn't train any lifeguards.
And then when we were able to start training again, we had some pretty strict limits to be able to keep social distancing.
There's a major shortage of certified lifeguards nationwide, says Bernard Fisher at the American Lifeguard Association.
To overcome this, we need to train twice as many or 3 times as many people as we did before the pandemic.
Instead, he says, so far this year, they're only training half as many as before. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
An online blog that highlights government data found that 98 Los Angeles lifeguards made at least $200,000 a year, with their captain making $510,000 last year. The beach work is especially dangerous. Lifeguards at pools made $45,000 max, according to the same data cited by the group Open the Books. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.